This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh were consigned to flames with full state honours at Nigam Bodh Ghat in New Delhi today. The funeral pyre was lit by his eldest daughter, Upinder Singh. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister at Nigam Bodh Ghat. Besides, several leaders from Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi offered their tributes. Dr. Manmohan Singh died on 26 December at Ames, New Delhi at the age of 92. The Union Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard yesterday. The ministry said immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Rajasthan government announced that 9 out of the 17 new districts created by the previous government will be dissolved. Apart from this, the divisional status given to Pali, Banswara and Sikar will also be abolished. Our correspondent reports that 8 new districts will remain intact. This decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held today. Rajasthan's Parliamentary Affairs Minister Jogaram Patel said that these districts and divisions were established prior to the elections without proper consideration of practicality. He said a review committee concluded that these districts were not viable. Union Minister for Consumers Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Prahlad Joshi has directed the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, to investigate allegations of differential pricing by cab aggregators. They are allegedly charging different fares for the same rides on Android and Apple devices. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that he has asked CCPA to conduct a detailed inquiry into this and to submit a report at the earliest. Mr. Joshi has also asked the department to look into other sectors as well, like food delivery apps and online ticket booking apps, among others. He said the government has adopted zero tolerance for consumer exploitation. The Supreme Court today pulled up the Punjab government for its failure to ensure the hospitalization of farmer leader Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal, who is on a fast unto death. Mr. Dhaliwal has been fasting at Khanauri, a border point between Punjab and Haryana, since November 26, in support of long-standing farmer demands, including a legal guarantee for minimum support price for crops, loan waivers and agricultural reforms. A vacation bench headed by Justice Suryakant told Punjab's Advocate General Gurminder Singh to comply with the court's previous orders, which instructed the state government to ensure Dhaliwal's health remained stable. The Supreme Court ordered the Punjab's Chief Secretary and Director General of Police to comply with its directives within 2 days, with the matter scheduled for a hearing on December 31. At least 19 Pakistani soldiers and 3 Afghan civilians were killed today after heavy clashes erupted between Afghan and Pakistani border forces at border crossing points. The fierce clashes are ongoing in eastern Afghanistan's Khost and Paktita provinces bordering Pakistan. In cricket, India will resume their innings on day 4 of the 4th test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Melbourne Cricket Ground tomorrow, with centurion Nitish Reddy and Muhammad Siraj at the crease. The visitors will remain 116 runs behind Australia's first innings total of 474. And that is the end of this news bulletin.